Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
My way to you. All Green Day. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes, variety, already Thursday.
Hey, yeah.
Feels like a very, this is your favorite day too. Right?
Yeah.
Already?
I feel like this was a fast week. This is it dragging for you?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
My Lord.
I know everybody
How is
has
this
their
not
own
Friday? What is happening around here?
That's crazy. I feel like it's rushing by.
You
Woo!
Do?
Yeah, even as I was driving in this morning, I'm like, I felt like yesterday was when we were like, yay, Monday's here. And now today I'm like, it's already Thursday. Wow.
And you had a meeting yesterday.
By the way,
I went downstairs yesterday, everyone, and actually went outside here in the city and was all, it's freezing.
It's so cold.
Like what?
Like 50s.
We come in, we pull into the garage, we do our job. And, yep. You know, usually the weather problems are in this room.
That is true. We have had our share of weather systems move through here. Well, and when we get here, like it's California. In the middle of the night, it's freezing. It just gets cold. You know, of course, we've all got our jackets on. But then you walk out in the daytime and you think, oh, well, it'll be, you know, I mean, at least mid-60s or something. But no, yesterday was like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, all the tourists walking around wearing shorts.
I know.
I always see people on the bridge.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. Nobody told you about winter, which is actually summer.
Yeah, it was cold. I was just trying to break a 5.
Oh, how'd that go?
It went great.
How many places did you have to stop before?
Right there. It's a bank. It's a coffee place bank.
Oh, I was there. That's so funny. That's where we went for our little coffee.
I high-fived the guy and was like, bro, can you? And he was like, no problem.
You didn't have to buy anything?
Nope.
You just waited in the line?
I would have, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
Nice and easy. So it all went well.
Great.
And then I had to go get Nona and the dog.
It was great. How's Penny the dog?
Penny's the dog is as cute as a button. And Edie, my youngest, is so in love with her that I think at some point Penny's going to run away from everything.
As like, in,
get this
please
kid.
Stop touching me.
She's small. She is. I think she's only like a year old, but my daughter has her like a baby.
Oh. Because she's, I'm sure, so adorable.
Oh, let me get her. The dog's just like, oh my God, bro.
Aww.
Is Penny, I think you said she was a Yorkie.
Yeah.
So she's got longish hair. And like,
I posted a picture of Nona.
Get the little ponytails in the...
I don't know anything about ponytails. I only met her for the first time.
Is this your first time meeting her?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. You haven't seen her in a year. Let's have a look here.
This is what I posted.
Oh, that dog does look a little worried.
Looking out the window, is there anyone? There's Nona in the back of the minivan.
Penny's mom has arrived with her new child, Penny. It's a dog.
I
Penny's actually a little bit bigger than I expected her to be.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a very busy afternoon. Then we made tacos, and then I got them all set up. And then I sat down to do three things at once. Luckily.
Oh.
Because I had to watch a finish a movie, and I had to watch the basketball game, and then a couple other things. So I'm ready for the movies review. I did my homework, Bob.
Good job.
We actually have a little, we have some funkiness in the next couple of weeks. We were talking about maybe doing a turnaround and having another Bob's Movie Club next week, but Juneteenth is middle of the week next week. It's on Thursday. So, and it's a holiday, like fully people
we're
have
off.
That off. We're off. Banks are off. Like, beware. That's going to, you know, that's, I was surprised that we had it off, but it's.
Me too.
Great. So that's next Thursday. Then I think the Thursday after that, Bob's actually on vacation. And the Thursday after that, I'm on vacation. And then so sometime in July, we'll resume this. We'll pick a new movie, but we'll have like a month to watch it.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Little hiatus.
You excited for today, though?
We'll be back. I am excited. I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts. I have some thoughts.
I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Had you'd seen it before?
Yes, once.
Okay. Me too. Once.
I hadn't.
It was pretty much how I remembered it.
Really?
In fact, for the record, I went out of my way not to watch it multiple times in order to not break the seal.
Let's not start Bob's Movie Club yet.
Let's start it right now.
No.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Well.
I mean,
we did promise people that it was at 6 o'clock in the morning. And if they're just still, you know, brush-a-brush-a, like getting ready, getting their coffee, getting all situated so that they can participate in Bob's Movie Club. But we already blew our load in the 5 o'clock hour. You know. That was probably the wrong turn of phrase. Anyway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anybody have anything happen to
you,
them yesterday?
You have a live show. What are you doing? You're practicing?
Yes, definitely practicing.
This is a you thing. You tell us some stuff.
Why is it a me thing? My life is so boring.
DMV.
Oh my God, that must have been so exciting.
What a weird place.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people trying to do so many different things, and there's so many screens, and there's so many signs with different information. And the people who work there are just the most interesting characters you've ever seen. There was a woman there
who was
straight up the receptionist out of Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yes.
You know who I'm talking about?
Absolutely do. What's her name?
It was
Charlie
so fun.
Or something.
I had to wait a while I was in line to get my photo taken because I was getting my California license.
You're just getting your California license?
I am. Yes. My Michigan one expired.
Ah. So real ID and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so I'm waiting in line after to already, you know, going to three different people and I'm going through the
maze. Did you have an appointment before you went in there?
I did. I had an appointment. I waited 2 months for this appointment because I didn't want to deal with not having an appointment. I didn't know what that was going to be like. I was too scared.
Right.
Because, you know, in Pennsylvania, the people at the DMV were quite mean back in the
day. Oh, you found that the people in Pennsylvania were meaner than the people in California?
Nobody was mean. They were just, it was just very bizarre. So I'm waiting in line to get my photo taken so I get to watch this one person. And she's quite the character. And she, everyone who asks her a question, she's like, nobody understands anything the way she understands it. And she's not good at explaining anything. And it's hilarious.
Well, it is true, though, that the people who work at the DMV, there they are every day and they know where everybody needs. And so for everyone who's been avoiding it like the plague and goes in there once every 5 years, if that, like it's, you know, surprise, no one knows. But that is the job you agreed to do. But it sounds like she was business and not.
She was business.
Not mean.
She was business. And I had to take the written exam.
Oh.
Which I did do a little studying for,
good.
You know, on the bus ride there. And they don't tell you how many questions it's going to be. They don't tell you how many you can get wrong. But they do make it really clear. They tell you 400 times that you can only skip three. And I'm like, okay, but if I skip them, am I going to have to come back to them later? Is there an advantage to skipping them? But they just make it really clear. Every time you try and skip, you only get three skips. But they don't say you've already had one skip, you've already had two. They just say, remember, you only get three.
Now, hold on. So you're saying that the written exam is actually on a computer screen?
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
Got it. I was like, I mean, can I just, aren't they all right in front of me? But no,
it's so easy. It's so easy. Like, I understand there's test pressure and maybe people have like that.
Yes, that test anxiety.
Oh, I'm freaking out. I don't want to be wrong. And then, but it's the easiest test in the world.
It was just like when I took it I was 16 years old, where they are pulling randomly questions from like a huge, maybe like 200 questions total. And then they pull like 30 or whatever.
Were there any drunk driver ones or like, you know?
There was, yeah. What's the legal limit was one.
Yeah. Right. All that stuff is, I mean, if, I remember the last time I took it, which wasn't that long ago, and I actually just briefly looked at the handbook and then got 100 on the thing. Yeah. Like, it was...
I got a couple wrong. It was scary.
What? Yeah. Which ones did you get wrong?
Oh, I don't know. They're just so strangely specific.
Wow.
Was it like how many feet you have to be behind, you know, a fire engine or something?
I think the ones I got wrong were reduced speed ones. Like how, if you're approaching a railroad crossing and it's not marked, how slowly do you need to go over it? And the answers were 10, 15, and 25. I was like, I have no idea. Slow. I'm going to go slow, okay?
So did you go 10? It says unmarked. Like, how are you even supposed to know to slow down?
You know what? I don't even remember what I put, and I don't remember what the right answer was.
Oh, but
the answer is slow.
Slow. Just slow.
Yeah.
All of those are slow.
Well, without having checked my handbook any time recently, I believe that's a 15-er.
Oh, a 15-er.
It you go.
I know.
So smart.
Not quite as smart as Vinny.
I don't know that it's...
I don't drive 400 miles a day.
Yeah, I'm on the road a lot. It's
I don't even have a car. So.
I was going to say she took the bus over there. She doesn't even know. Why don't you just get a state ID? Do you own a car?
I don't. No.
Yeah.
We had a car when we got here because I had a lease left over from...
Oh, boy.
From my job before.
Yeah.
And then when it expired, we were like, let's just try with no car and see how it goes. And
so now you just Uber if you have to.
Waymo, but yeah.
Well, yes, Waymo. Oh, right, because of course you can use that all through the city.
Yeah.
I mean, can you take a
Not
Waymo
right now, but yeah.
out of the city?
Not yet.
Okay.
But soon.
But if you're going anywhere in the city, you can do that.
Yeah.
What does it cost you to take a Waymo from your house to here at work?
At 5 in the morning?
Yes.
$10.
So that is half the price. That you less than half the price of what you pay to park. You're not paying for insurance or tires.
Or gas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, if you live in a city and you've got some conveniences around you, like my kids both, they live in New York, so they take the subway everywhere and occasionally Uber. And it's like so much less than actually paying for a car, paying to park it, paying for the maintenance.
Right.
Paying for the gas,
because
what have you.
Especially living insurance. In Hayes Valley, if we were going to pay for a spot, that'd be $400 a month.
Right.
Plus insurance, plus the actual cost of the car, plus gas costs a fortune if we're actually going anywhere.
Do you normally take the bus into work?
Yeah, I do. Although, I was telling Maddie, my bus is getting cut.
Oh, no.
They're doing some cuts because of the budget. Supposedly, they're only cutting 2% of service.
And of course, you are 2%.
Yep.
That sucks.
Yep. That is bogus.
Who do we need to complain to?
I think it's too late.
Is it just Muni?
Yeah. It's Muni.
That's a bummer.
Isn't that a bummer? So I could take it
what did that
half
cost
the way
you?
Here. And then it, apparently once the bus gets to Market, it's going to turn around.
Oh.
And I'm like, all right, that's only halfway. So then I can switch to the El Owl, which is the only one running at that time. But I've never even seen that bus. Supposedly it runs. Never seen it. So
you're a very modern person.
How far are you from here at your house?
A couple miles?
Yeah, a couple miles. It's like a 35-minute walk.
Or an e-bike.
Yeah, but e-biking at 5 in the morning is...
better than walking.
I did that my first week. No, I definitely won't walk. No.
Yeah, that's...
You got like a little scooter or something?
I'm not going to, no. I love
I don't
not
like
having
the scooters.
The responsibility.
There's a lot of people scooting
I know. I see them out
there,
though, and I see all kind of people, different walks of life, all of them mm-hmm. out there on those scooters, and I just think that is so much more dangerous than anything out there.
Right. I feel like with a bike, at least you'd have lights on it, and you just
little teeny
use
wheels
the lane.
And the speed those things will
yes.
go, and the, you're not.
And I was telling Maddie on Market Street, there's all of the trolley or whatever.
Yes.
Lines
yes.
in the road, and if you,
you can
bike
slip
over
into
one
those,
of those, and, you slip in the
little wheels,
tire
not
pops,
good.
And mm-hmm. you get a skinned knee.
Oh no, at best, a skinned
yeah.
knee.
And then someone comes over and tries to help you, and it's 5 in the morning. And
you're like, please step spells. Away. I don't want. I just, please, I'll take the bear.
Maybe some e-bike company out there wants you to, you know,
what about fat tires? On
run their product, yeah. and in exchange for some kind of, you know. We can maybe work some magic.
Yeah.
Get could. You something, get you into something that'll work.
I mean, listen, if you're out there selling e-bikes, the people on this show use the e-bikes.
We got a lady.
Sure.
And we've got salespeople here and they will help you and it will be worth it.
I think this would be a great place to advertise e-bikes.
Yeah.
Definitely. I do too.
Oh my
because
God,
obviously we have a lot of misconceptions about them too, so they can help
certainly
us clear
do.
That up.
Yes.
I should get one
exactly.
of those.
Exactly. You should.
Especially
get
in
one.
Alameda.
Could you
it's
bike here from
very...
Alameda?
No.
Over the, would you take the Bay Bridge?
Yeah, you can't bike over the Bay Bridge.
You can't? That stinks.
That would be like.
You could
the
bike over the Golden Gate
ever.
Bridge. Can you, is there no,
there's no
side? There's nothing.
No. On, the,
no
on the new part of
there's
the bridge,
some...
there is. It goes to Treasure Island, but once you're at Treasure Island, you're
screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you want to
no.
be insane. And
well, there are insane people. And they're like, well, I got to get there. So I'm just going to. I'll just grab onto this truck and let it pull me. Oh my God. Speaking of that, I was watching the new Sabrina Carpenter video today for that.
You were?
Yeah. That's the song. So that's the first single from this new thing that she's got coming out, which by the way, she also just dropped the album art for that. Mm. And it's racy and quite suggestive, even for her. I was like, wow, that guy's got her by the hair and she's on her knees in front of him. What could that mean? Oh, that's so strange. Anyway, she in the video, and I thought to myself, because I'm an old lady now, I'm like, oh, I don't want the children seeing this. I don't want anyone getting this idea. She's got rollers, like quad roller skates on. I don't even think they're inlines. And she's holding on to a truck. Like, that's her hitchhike ride. And then she's making her way up the side of the truck, pulling herself up, and she's just on these roller skates.
Okay, Tom Cruise.
I feel like that had to be AI, right? Or they had that was some kind of CG happening there. Like they didn't really say, sure, Sabrina Carpenter, you can hold on to a truck going however fast. And but I did think that looks super dangerous. And I don't want any children trying that.
We need a quick update before we start and then get to the dancing review.
Yes.
Did you have a burrito still in the fridge when you got home? Or because someone is asking.
There was about a third of a burrito left, which I had left about half. Mm. So it was a little bit more than a few tiny bites, but it was good.
Lucky you talked about it on the air. He was probably like, oh.
I know. And he did offer to order me another one, but I didn't. I didn't need a whole other burrito.
Right. So.
Sure. Maybe today.
Guys, you're burying the lead. What happened with Burrito Gate 2025?
You know what's funny is I actually did spend time thinking about that yesterday. We were talking about doing tacos for dinner yesterday. In the end, we just made sandwiches because we were so lazy.
Can but, I tell you, too, yeah. I didn't want to leave people hanging. I got home and I got the burrito out and I looked at it. I was like, okay, a third of a burrito. And I started to unwrap it. I was like, okay, I'll take a picture so that everyone can see on Instagram, you know, how much burrito was left. And I ate it so fast. As soon as I started taking that tin foil off, I completely forgot about the picture.
And you mowed it.
Food will do that to you.
Yeah.
So good.
You should have taken the empty tinfoil and just been like, well, I mean, there was some left. Burrito Gate, you're burying the lead. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Here's a song. See you in a sec. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.